Corpus Christi. Harvey continues to intensify and is expected to be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall late tonight. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're an iPhone fan and you're one of those people that just has to have the new version on the first day, start saving your pennies.
The New York Times reports the latest model of the original smartphone will be priced around $999. According to the Times, the iPhone 8 also will have the long-rumored face scanner that's going to replace the fingerprint reader to secure unlocking and mobile payments. Tech Industry Buzz has the iPhone 8 being released on the second weekend in September.
An Arizona man is out of a job after he posted on Facebook he was going to drive a truck through a crowd of protesters outside of President Trump's rally in Phoenix. James Cobo posted a Facebook comment to the group named Protest Trump Downtown Phoenix that read, quote, "Can't wait to drive through. 4x4 will push bumper. It will be sweet in this crowd. I name my lifted truck Thumper," end quote. Cobo says he still stands by his comments that were intended to inflame anti-Trump activists. He said he's had to get a security system because of death threats he's received. USA Radio News.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The Navy has released the names of some of the missing sailors involved in the USS John S. McCain accident near Singapore.
Timothy Thomas Eccles Jr. is from Manchester in Carroll County. The Navy is also confirming 26-year-old Kevin Sayer Bushell of Gaithersburg is among the missing. Divers have recovered the body of one sailor from New Jersey. The search for the 9 others still missing after the Navy destroyer collided with an oil tanker in the waters east of Singapore has been suspended. The Navy will continue recovery efforts inside flooded compartments in the ship for the missing sailors.
California being sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for rejecting mail-in ballots if the signatures didn't appear to match. The ACLU says 45,000 ballots were tossed out in November. Based only on a clerk's opinion, the signature on the ballot didn't look like the voter's original registration signature. The union's attorneys say county election officials aren't experts in handwriting analysis, and thus they should not be allowed to make a decision that disenfranchises voters. No word on a response yet from the state of California. Some airlines are anticipating flight cancellations and delays due to Hurricane Harvey, and they've announced they're waiving fees for travelers to the Texas Gulf Coast. Harvey expected to make landfall near Corpus Christi late tonight or early tomorrow. A number of airlines have put flexible rebooking policies into action for flyers whose plans have been disrupted. The policies vary by airline, but generally allow customers to make one change to their travel plans free of charge. Meanwhile, drivers may be paying more at the pump because of the storm. Oil refineries in the path now shut down. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We have a great show for you this weekend, a very diverse show, from Rice Krispie Treats to nuclear proliferation, and a solar eclipse somewhere in there in the middle. But first, the headlines. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because he had a safety vest to help him do it. That's right, dear friends. A bed and breakfast in Scotland fitted a group of chickens with high-visibility vests to help them cross a local road. Glenn Schillinghouse shared a video Friday of a pair of chickens wearing the bright pink vests as they strolled across the rainy street. Louise Lennox, owner of the Perthshire Bed and Breakfast, said she has 14 hens, and a few have a tendency to wander off the property and, you know, like chickens do, cross roads. They normally stay in the garden, but a couple of them like to go for a wee wander down the path and sometimes cross the road, she said, like that. I just thought it would be a little bit of fun, and it would also keep the hens safe, so I put some vests on the wanderers. Obviously, Scotland, not a lot to do. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We are about to experience something that doesn't happen all the time, a full eclipse of the sun that will be visible in many parts of North America and the United States of America. I am in Oregon, so I will be very close to it myself. With us to discuss this and his new book, American Eclipse, is David Barron. David, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Derek. Glad to be here.
So where are you going to be viewing the eclipse from?
I will be in Wyoming. I live in Colorado, and the path of the total eclipse misses Colorado, but it does cross Wyoming. I will be up in the Tetons, up in Jackson Hole, where I made my hotel reservations 3 years ago because I knew that this was going to be a very, very big deal.
Now, we're kind of battening down the hatches here. We're probably about 100 miles from the path of totality of the eclipse, but we'll be in the 90-some percent range, which will be interesting nevertheless. But we're kind of worried about all the folks that are going to come up to this neck of the woods. I think there are going to be a million extra people in the state of Oregon come Monday, and there's always already been one highway that they've had to reroute because of all the traffic flowing into the areas where the total eclipse is going to become. Are you worried about some of that happening?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be an absolute zoo. But I tell you, it's worth it. If this is one event that lives up to, in fact, will exceed the hype. A total solar eclipse is the most awe-inspiring sight in nature. I've seen them. I've seen five total solar eclipses, so I know what I'm talking about. Everyone in his or her lifetime really owes it to him or herself to see a total eclipse. And, you know, a really deep partial eclipse is very interesting. A 99% partial eclipse will be great fun to see. But even that is nothing compared with the awe-inspiring sight of a total eclipse. You've got to get inside the path of the total eclipse to really know what I'm talking about.
We're speaking with David Barron. He is the author of American Eclipse. And David, your story focuses on a previous eclipse from the late 19th century that inspired quite a few folks. Tell us something about that.
Right. Well, so, you know, as crazy as America is right now about the coming eclipse, it was exactly the same way in 1878. July 29th, 1878, the path of the total eclipse that year, and scientists knew how to predict it. They knew it was coming. It went right down the American frontier from Montana Territory down to Texas. And it was we had the exact same reaction. We had tourists coming out to Wyoming and Colorado to see it. Denver ran out of hotel rooms. People were left to sleep in private homes or sleep on cots in hotel dining rooms and parlors. There were newsboys on street corners selling eclipse glasses. Now, back then, they were not the kind we have now, and frankly, the ones they sold then really were not all that safe, but they took pieces of glass and smoked them over flames and sold them to people so they could Wow. watch the partial phase of the eclipse. So America had eclipse fever in 1878, just like we have today.
Wow. And how did America respond to it? Were there preppers back then?
Well, so, you know, it was, and this is what I write about in my book, American Eclipse. It wasn't just an exciting moment. It was really an important moment for our young country, because back in the mid-19th century, we were very rapidly industrializing, and the world was paying attention to what was happening in America because we were very quickly becoming an economic power. But we were not taken very seriously as an intellectual power. Europe, you know, they looked down their noses at us. Europe was the real center of Western culture, and Europe was the center of science in the world. But there was a small band of American scientists who in 1878 were determined to turn their nation into a real contender on the international stage when it came to science. And the eclipse of 1878 offered them that opportunity, because total eclipses back then were really, really important for the study of astronomy. And so dozens of astronomers came out to the West to conduct their studies, and the American public cheered them on as if this was some sort of athletic competition. And it was an event sort of like the moon landing in the 1960s that rallied the American public around science as a shared national goal and helped to push our country to become what it would become, the global superpower in science. So the 1878 eclipse was a real shared moment of excitement, but also helped to change our course as we developed as a nation that to be taken seriously in an intellectual realm.
So you're saying that 130 years ago, the American public was cheering on scientists as opposed to saying that they were biased and a bunch of elitists? I don't understand.
Yeah, right. Well, see, you know, it's interesting that the eclipse of 1878 helped propel American science and helped us become a global power in science. I think the one this year could be similarly important, as you're alluding to. You know, there is the scientists feel like they're under attack these days, and feel like there's a growing anti-science sentiment, and that a growing number of Americans really don't think science is worth funding. Now, I tend to think science is worth funding. That understanding the natural world is a wonderful thing, and is what kind of makes us different from the cavemen. And I think that this will be an opportunity for all of us to just have a shared moment of excitement about the universe and the solar system. And I think will inspire a number of young kids to want to become scientists. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. No, I see this as a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's just, when was the last time we as a nation had a shared moment that was only positive, that wasn't political and divisive, that wasn't some terrible tragedy like a school shooting or a natural disaster? This is just something for us all to enjoy. And although, of course, I've said it will be a much more exciting experience if you're in the path of the total eclipse, everyone everywhere in North America will get to enjoy a partial eclipse, and that's a lot of fun, too. So wherever you are, I hope that you'll take some time out of your normal day and look up at the sky using safe viewing glasses and just appreciate that, you know, where we are in the solar system.
Well, David Barron, I'm really pleased that you've brought to us a possible moment of enlightenment that is derived from being in the dark, if only for a few minutes. Thank you so much for being with us today. We've been speaking with David Barron. He is the author of American Eclipse. And be safe Monday. Check out, make sure
you
have the right kind of glasses, and all the best to you.
And I hope we have clear skies from coast to coast.
Thanks so much for being with us, David Barron, American Eclipse. Thanks for being on Now It's the News.
Thank you, Derek.
All the best. Bye.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
Oregon apparently these days giving Florida a run for its money.
An Oregon family's golden retriever has been honored by a sheriff for digging up $85,000 worth of black tar heroin in the family's backyard. The owners of the 18-month-old dog named Kenyon thought he had dug up a time capsule in their backyard. Oh, but no. He found drugs. The substance that they found was more than 15 ounces of black tar heroin. The police presented Kenyon with an official ribbon and named him an honorary narcotics dog for life. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Since I was a child, I have been an aficionado of Rice Krispie treats. There's something about the taste, the flavor, the mouthfeel that really does it for me. And I know I am not alone. There are millions in this country and millions more throughout the globe who really are huge fans of the Rice Krispie treat. And that's the case also with Jessica Siskin, because she has written a book called Treat Yourself, How to Make 93 Ridiculously Fun No-Bake Rice Krispie Treats. Jessica, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what is...
So happy to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. What is your path? Like, how did you come to the world of crispy treatitude, so to speak?
Treatitude, I love that word. So I worked in fashion for about 7 years out of college, and about 5 years ago, I started experimenting with Rice Krispies because I don't know how to cook anything else. I didn't know how to cook anything else, and I still don't. It's the only thing I know how to make. So whenever I'd have friends over, I would make Rice Krispies treats and mold them into a simple shape like a heart or a star. And about 5 years ago, I was invited to a potluck birthday dinner with a friend, and neither of us knew how to cook. So my friend had seen my Rice Krispie hearts and stars and suggested that I make a Rice Krispies surfboard for our friend because she loved to surf. So I Googled Rice Krispies surfboard, and there was a recipe on the internet, which is wild, and it had food coloring in it. And the minute I realized that you could add food coloring to Rice Krispies, which is just something that had never occurred to me before, I had this immediate and overwhelming impulse, like an aha moment, to make a Rice Krispies treat cheeseburger. So I went home the next night, and I made the cheeseburger, and I posted it on social media, and I brought it into work, and everyone in my circle just freaked out over it. And I had so much fun making it that I kept experimenting. And I experimented for about a year until I started my Mr. Crisp Instagram account. And now I have a ton of followers who follow me to see what Rice Krispie creation I'll make the next day. And I have a book out. It came out a week ago, and it's called Treat Yourself. So it's really exciting to be able to share this with everybody through the book and through my social media.
Well, that's a fantastic story. And I just imagine the moment when you discovered how to add color to Rice Krispie Treats. It must have been like when Ted Turner discovered classic movies.
It was like a light bulb went off over my head.
Really. And there's a beautiful picture, by the way, on the front of Treat Yourself of what must be an updated version of the cheeseburger that you made.
Exactly.
What you're doing is kind of an art form. I mean, it's these are great recipes and anyone can do them, but in a way, Treat Yourself is kind of a tribute to Rice Krispie statuary in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's totally art. I consider myself to be a food artist. I wasn't the first person to call myself that, but I'm taking that label and running with it because I, like I said, I'm not really a cook. And of course, you know, I cook these and I know that people are eating them, but more than anything, I consider it to be art. And more than anything, I love sharing them on my Instagram account as art. So it's really fun because it's a combination of two things I love so much, being art and food.
We're speaking with Jessica Siskin. She is the author of Treat Yourself, How to Make 93 Ridiculously Fun No-Bake Crispy Rice Treats. So there's all sorts of stuff in here. There's an Eiffel Tower of crispy treats that you can make, a gumball machine, a monkey. For someone who is just starting out, for someone who is a novice, what would you recommend as a means of entry into the world of let's say, second stage Rice Krispie treat making?
So So the smiley emojis are a really, really good beginner project, as are the ice cream cones. And those are great things because they're individual size. But I've also seen a lot of people start out by trying to make the dog. There's a golden retriever in the book, which is actually modeled after my family's golden retriever. So I love it very much. I've seen a lot of people making the dog. There and the cheeseburger, to be honest, since it was the first one that I ever made. You know, it's definitely something that is beginner level.
Awesome. Okay. Well, you know, I'm wondering, because I don't know the history of Rice Krispie Treats, and I realize you're focusing on how to put these pieces of art together. But what do you know about the background of the Rice Krispie Treats? I first became aware of them at the age of 10 or 11, and a whole new world opened up to me. And I'm wondering, like, when did people first start making Rice Krispie Treats? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, so they were actually invented in 1939.
Wow.
For a fundraiser at Kellogg's. So they were actually Kellogg's employees, two women who invented them. So it's been a while.
Wow.
Since they've been part of our culture, yeah.
So you're saying I missed out for an entire decade on the Rice Krispie Treat.
An entire decade.
Oh, man. Well,
yeah.
I've done a lot of catching up since then, I must admit. We're speaking with Jessica Ziskin. Now It's the News you're listening to, and her book is Treat Yourself, How to Make 93 Ridiculously Fun No-Bake Rice Krispie Treats. Do you have trouble actually eating these? I mean, do you feel guilty or do you feel disappointed when you realize, you know, this is going to be consumed? I mean, there's got to be
Not at all.
No, you don't feel like some of them should be preserved for perpetuity?
They're made to be eaten. That's why I make them. So some people get a little sad because they don't want to eat them, but I force them to because I think that's the most important part, is enjoying it.
Well, I'm with you there. What do you think so far? And I know you got a long ways to go on this journey and many great triumphs to achieve yet, but what do you think is your greatest achievement as far as the art of crispy treat making?
Well, aside from the book, which I'm so proud of and so excited about, I have to say that the best thing I've done is I partnered with Kellogg's Rice Krispies last year during the holiday season to make an entire holiday window in New York City out of Rice Krispies.
Wow.
So everything from the walls to the floor to the table to all of the toys in this window display were made out of Rice Krispies treats. So I'd say that was probably a peak for me.
That is fantastic. I'm going to have to go on your Twitter feed and find out more about that.
I
bet there's some pictures. What is your Twitter feed? Where else can we find you online?
So you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Crisp. That's MISTER_KRISP. And MrCrisp.com is my website.
Jessica Ziskin, she is the author of Treat Yourself, How to Make 93 Ridiculously Fun No-Bake Crispy Rice Treats, and doing a service to all humanity, I believe. Jessica, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
All the best. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There's a storm surge, which is could reach depths of 6 to 12 feet above ground level from south of Corpus Christi to Sargent, Texas, and that can be certainly a life-threatening situation.
Michael Brennan of the National Weather Service tracking Hurricane Harvey, giving us the latest update on the potentially deadly storm.
We've seen Harvey strengthen over the last couple of days. It's now right on the cusp of major hurricane intensity, so we have this very intense area of winds here near the eye wall that's going to be moving onshore in the middle Texas coast during the late night hours tonight and early tomorrow morning.
President Trump speaking with both the governors of Louisiana and Texas as they prepare for the arrival of Hurricane Harvey. Trump reportedly told Texas Governor Greg Abbott all available resources of the federal government are at his disposal. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards tweeted that Trump had offered his full support as well. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Harry, the nationally syndicated daytime entertainment show, produced and distributed by NBC Universal Domestic Television Distribution, returns for its sophomore season on Tuesday, September 12th. The host of that program is Harry Connick Jr., and he joins us today. Harry, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here, sir.
It's a pleasure, Derek. Thanks for having me.
Now, you have done many things in your career. Was there a point where you said to yourself, I've conquered the world of music, I'm going to move on and conquer the worlds of movies and television, too, because the world was not big enough for Harry Connick Jr. it's an amazing range of skills.
Thank you. But, it was actually quite the contrary. I mean, I have a long way to go, as a musician. I think any jazz musician can tell you that they're always working to get better at what they do. So it wasn't about conquering any world, but I think it goes back to when I was a kid, and I liked to do different sorts of creative things, whether it was entertaining or playing the piano or singing or acting. It's just for a very long time I've liked to do all of those different things, which I think in some way are related. But they're all different and provide different kinds of sort of, fulfillment and stimulation for me. So, I just do things that I enjoy doing, and most of those things happen to be sort of under the umbrella of the entertainment world. I love, playing music and doing Broadway shows and, being on, a sitcom or film. And the thing I like about the Harry Show is that I get to do all of those things or most of those things, and I get to meet incredible people as well. So it's really been a great experience.
Well, you grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana. What kind of an impact did that have on your musical career? Because that is a music-intensive city, sir.
Oh, it had an amazing impact on me even more than my music career, because the type of culture that exists in New Orleans is one of entertainment and hospitality, and we have a lot of tourists that come in, and we're used to hosting people from out of town for different events like Mardi Gras or Jazz Fest, And it's just a very open, welcoming town. And when you grow up around that, especially when you grow up interested in music and in entertainment, you're surrounded by people who are just accustomed to performing and making people feel welcome. I mean, that's just what you do in New Orleans. You welcome people to your town, and you're thankful that they're there, and you try to show them a good time. Like the famous expression, laissez les bon temps rouler, let the good times roll. That's what they do there. So New Orleans had a big impact on me.
That's fantastic. Well, it comes through not only in your voice, but in your music and everything you do. We're speaking with Harry Connick Jr. You know, I have a confession to make. I have a deep, dark Harry Connick Jr. secret, and that is that I thought for the longest time you were Ray Conniff's son.
Even with the first name Harry?
It makes no sense. Like for a time when I was a young person, I thought Cary Grant and Jimmy Stewart were the same person. So maybe it was a product of my foolish youth. But you plowed a similar a field, because you both worked in classic American music and adult standards. I know that it's available so much digitally, and it's kind of experienced a resurgence of late. But I'm saddened to hear fewer and fewer adult standards stations that carry the kind of music that you play in many parts of the country. Do you find that a worrisome trend?
I don't really know if it's a trend or not. You know, I don't really listen to a whole lot of radio. And to be quite honest, you know, I love lots of different styles of music. As a jazz musician, we grew up playing a lot of those standards, and I think they're the greatest songs, you know, that were ever written. But you know, I've made so many records of different styles of music, of New Orleans music, and you know, written so many albums of my own compositions that if they had stations that are, but they do, they have stations that are dedicated to that, yeah, that time frame. But I have no nostalgic sort of allegiance to that time, because I grew up in the 70s.
Right.
So I love the American standards. I've recorded, you know, dozens of albums that have standards on them. And hopefully, you know, there'll be some young people out there who continue to learn them and play them, and I think they will. But in terms of a trend of not being played on the radio, I don't really know what's going on, you know?
When young people hear your music and your singing, are they flummoxed by the absence of auto-tune?
Well, hopefully I'm singing in tune enough so they wouldn't notice.
It might be an advantage, strangely enough, to some people.
I don't think so. I think there's something, It's hard to explain. A lot of music on the radio today is auto-tuned, but to be honest with you, it sounds cool. Like it's a piece of technology that, you know, that can be used very productively. I don't use it only because I don't want to have my voice altered in any way. But I can see why people do it. But it's not like, you know, I have a philosophical difference with, you know, people who are making music today and want to use that technology. It's just, I don't use it. I try to sing in tune, you know, and I don't like what it does to the sound of your voice. Like, you know, you hear it a lot, but it's used as an effect. But I think when people use it to sing in tune, then there's a fundamental issue there that needs to be addressed.
Gotcha. There's kind of a difference between style and substance as far as that goes. I get you. We're speaking with Harry Connick Jr. Harry, his nationally syndicated daytime show is going to be starting its second season Tuesday, September 12th. What are you looking forward to this season? What gets you going about this show as you kick off season number two?
Well, I love the idea that we are doing a show that's uplifting and inspirational and aspirational. We're celebrating incredible people. We're playing music. We're having a lot of fun. We're not doing anything that's political, and we're doing things that we think are wholesome and entertaining for the whole family without being, you know, corny. You know, we think we have a cutting edge show that everybody can watch, and it's something that's different than everything else that's on TV. And I had so much fun the first year. We did a lot of things that seemed to resonate with a lot of people. So we're going to continue doing those things. We're going to add new things. And I and my entire team are just very enthusiastic to get the season started. And we just feel so lucky. You know, in this day and age, it's very hard to keep a nationally syndicated daytime show on the air. And the fact that we were nominated for 5 Emmys and we got a second season sends a message to us that, you know, we were doing something that people enjoyed. So we're honored by that and humbled by it, and we're going to keep on going and do the best show that we can.
We've been speaking with Harry Connick Jr., his new program, or at least the new season of it. Harry, nationally syndicated daytime show, is going to be launching Tuesday, September 12th. Please look out for it. We look forward to seeing it. Mr. Connick, thank you so much for being with us on Now It's the News.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me, and thanks to all your listeners, and I hope you enjoyed the second season of Harry.
Thanks much. All the best, sir. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. Bye.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be back in a moment with Andrew Beniaski with the Nuclear Threat Initiative. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. This is a disturbing time in the world. We are going back and forth with, it seems, the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and accelerating a nuclear game of chicken that for the moment has seemed to cool down somewhat, given the fact that the last interaction that went on publicly between the President of the United States and the leader of North Korea involved them backing off a threat to fire a nuclear missile near Guam. It certainly hasn't been reassuring, and it could flare up again at any time. Here to discuss this and some other issues with us is Andrew Beniaski. He is the Vice President of Material Security and Minimization at the Nuclear Threat Initiative, NTI. Andrew, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me, Derek. It's a pleasure to be here.
So as someone who clearly by his title has committed themselves professionally and probably personally to a great degree to minimizing the risk of nuclear war and any sort of nuclear destruction, how has been your experience of the last several weeks witnessing this back and forth, shall we say?
So we are very concerned during this time of just heightened and increased international tensions, given the situation with North Korea. I've been working in this field for 25 years, and this is probably one of the times when we are most concerned about what is happening on the international stage. One of the things that I wanted to highlight is that despite these very concerning international tensions, and at a time when there really isn't a lot of good news to highlight regarding international cooperation, there is one project underway that really is an unprecedented and unique international cooperative effort that we will be highlighting in the next week when we go to Kazakhstan for the launch of what's called the Low-Enriched Uranium Bank. And the reason why I wanted to highlight that is because despite all these international tensions, what you have regarding this Low-Enriched Uranium Bank is you have countries such as the United States, UAE, Kuwait, Norway, Russia, China, Kazakhstan, and very importantly, the International Atomic Energy Agency all coming together to basically launch a low-enriched uranium bank. And quite simply, what the LEU bank, as we call it, it's a physical reserve of low-enriched uranium, which reduces nuclear dangers, reduces proliferation, and makes the world safer, and supplies an assured supply of uranium to support nuclear energy. So during this time of very concerning international tensions, this is really a shining star that we can point to that says, yes, countries can work together on the global stage for something that is very unique. And this project in total is about a $150 million project and really highlights what can be done when countries work together to reduce nuclear dangers.
Tell us a little bit more, if you could, about how this bank works. How does it reduce the threat of nuclear war?
Around the world, there is rising interest and increasing interest in using nuclear power to generate electricity. And as more nations and more countries try and seek nuclear energy, there is concern regarding what we call the nuclear fuel cycle. So, for example, if a country has an enrichment facility, and if they have the capability to make what's called low-enriched uranium for a nuclear power plant, As we've learned in the case of Iran, that same enrichment facility can be used to make what's called highly enriched uranium for a nuclear weapon. And so if there are more and more countries building enrichment facilities, then the world becomes a more dangerous place. And so what you have in the low enriched uranium bank is that countries that want to pursue nuclear energy expand their energy resources, they need a predictable, stable, and basically a guaranteed supply of low-enriched uranium that they can go to. So the way this LEU bank will work is that it is actually owned and managed by the International Atomic Energy Agency. And if a country needs uranium and they cannot acquire that through other means on the commercial market, then they can go to this LEU bank and they can basically procure low-enriched uranium that can then be used in their commercial power plant. And this tremendously then avoids the need for countries to build very expensive enrichment facilities where they don't really need to do that, because there will now be this LEU bank where they can still do all the things that they need to do for nuclear energy, but it significantly reduces the nuclear dangers and the potential proliferation if a lot of countries have enrichment facilities.
So basically, this is a way of controlling the supply of uranium and ensuring, since it's centralized in its distribution, that it's less likely that countries will proceed from nuclear power to nuclear weapons.
Exactly, exactly. And one of the things that I think is again, very unique about this is that you do have a very interesting group of countries that all share this goal. This was initiated by the Nuclear Threat Initiative, and in fact, Warren Buffett helped provide $50 million for this LEU bank with the understanding and with the condition that there would be 2-to-1 matching funds by other countries. So Mr. Buffett provided $50 million. The other donors that I mentioned, which include the United States, Kuwait, UAE, Norway, and others, they provided the matching $100 million, and therefore there is this reserve of funding that is being used for this facility, which will be construction will be completed on August 29th. President Nazarbayev of Kazakhstan will be hosting a major event. And this is also just another example of a country like Kazakhstan that has incredible credentials on nonproliferation, and they are taking another major step forward to highlight to the world the good things that can be done in terms of trying to reduce proliferation and highlight cooperation.
Obviously, folks who are listening at home, you know, they're not nuclear experts, they're not geopolitical experts. What do they need to take away from this? I mean, what do they need to be aware of? Is it perhaps that not all is lost, and that engagement and focus on the positive things that are going on is perhaps better than nail biting over North Korea?
Yeah, I think that was very well said. I mean, I think the main message to people is that despite these very alarming concerns posed by North Korea, you have career people in the U.S. government, in governments around the world that are working day by day to try and prevent these things from happening by trying to secure nuclear and radiological material. I previously worked at the U.S. Department of Energy at the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, and at DOE and NSA, there is a team of incredibly dedicated, talented people that are traveling around the world. They're away from their families. They're going to these remote countries, and they are locking down nuclear material, locking down radiological material, basically working day in and day out to try and reduce these nuclear dangers. So I think the positive message is that keep the faith. There are people focused on these issues that they are basically putting their careers and their efforts every single day into trying to make the world a safer place. And that is something that should be reassuring to the public and something that we definitely want people to let know that is going on quietly behind the scenes.
So the subtitle for this interview should perhaps be How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Efforts to Stop the Bomb.
I think that would be an excellent title. I think that would be a wonderful one.
We've been speaking with Andrew Benyaski. He is the he is with the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Thank you for helping to make our world a little less threatening, sir.
Thank you very much, Derek. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. All the best. Bye-bye. That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There's a storm surge, which is could reach depths of 6 to 12 feet above ground level from south of Corpus Christi to Sargent, Texas, and that can be certainly a life-threatening situation.
Michael Brennan of the National Weather Service tracking Hurricane Harvey, giving us the latest update on the potentially deadly storm.
We've seen Harvey strengthen over the last couple of days. It's now right on the cusp of major hurricane intensity, so we have this very intense area of winds here near the eye wall that's going to be moving on shore in the middle Texas coast during the late night hours tonight and early tomorrow morning.
President Trump speaking with both the governors of Louisiana and Texas as they prepare for the arrival of Hurricane Harvey. Trump reportedly told Texas Governor Greg Abbott all available resources of the federal government are at his disposal. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards tweeted that Trump had offered his full support as well. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There's a storm surge, which is could reach depths of 6 to 12 feet above ground level from south of Corpus Christi to Sargent, Texas, and that can be certainly a life-threatening situation.
Michael Brennan of the National Weather Service tracking Hurricane Harvey, giving us the latest update on the